Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a while since I thought I'm just making up for last time. They haven't been playing for a while, so I give them the floor for a little while.
Why not? You know?
You know, these guys are back, though.
Yeah!
Just the excitement in the air, you know? They just couldn't help themselves.
It's a big weekend, you know?
It is. First weekend of September, Labor Day coming up.
Woohoo! Feels like it's coming in late, though. I'm just like, wait a second, Labor Day. You're slacking this year.
Oh, I know. But, you know, we'll allow that, I guess. So I thought our show this week would be on, because it came up, I was doing a presentation for a group of women at IBM in Chicago last week. And I talked about how that 60% of our daily communication is voice-based. And some people may argue, well, but what about everybody that's not making phone calls anymore? They're texting, they're tweeting. Teenagers that don't have conversations with each other, they'll sit there and back and forth, you know, IMing each other. At your door knocking.
I've witnessed that. That's why I'm laughing.
And I said, but you of all people, IBM, should know that actually the technology that they're using in their hands, there's more technology coming out with voice command built into it than ever before. And they're in kind of co-invention. Watson is a great example of that. So I thought we would talk today about what are some of the cool technologies coming out that are actually utilizing voice-based technology. And some of it is being used for really great purposes for assistive technologies for people with disabilities.
Definitely.
They say that every car, 2016, I think, will have...
That's next year. Wait a second.
I know. But the study I found was like 2 years old, so it may have been.
Okay.
But this could be true. In 2016, every car will have voice command technology built into it. Every new car that
every
rolls
new car.
Yes. Every new car will have that. So you
okay,
think
I can
about
get on board with that.
Yeah. So you think about, okay, we may not be talking to each other, but we are talking to our machines.
Right.
And so a lot of that has to do with the fact that the technology is getting better, natural language processing is getting better, and then, you know, we're building in these really neat features of artificial intelligence, like a Watson type thing. So I have to tell you, I am playing with ACES, our call center simulator.
Mm-hmm.
I got it to work.
Yay!
I was just like, holy crap, it really works. Oh, my gosh. And that, to me, is just so cool. But it will not accept anything but exactly what it's looking for.
Ah.
So if you
don't... It's literal.
Yeah, it is literal and is voice... Okay, I keep calling it voice... recognition, but I think it's actually voice something else. Anyway.
Okay.
That's not important. That's not important. Anyway. So I was looking at, you know, even Stephen Hawking has some voice technology that he's utilizing. And then there's the I want to put a link to this, and I got to find it. But I think I sent you this TED video link project where, you know, how most assistive technologies, if you don't speak and it's the machine speaking for you, it talks like this. It's like a robot voice.
Yes. Like,
even if you're a little kid.
Right.
A lot of kids with autism know how to use tablets that will speak for them. Well, this phenomenal project, which I'll put a link to, and it'll be on the blog page.
Well, all those leaders do that too, Nancy. They have very... I am a robot sounding boy.
And you can
pick to blow up the earth, you know.
Ones with accents, you know, whatever. But this project is putting together a way for people to donate their voices.
Yes, I do
and
remember you saying this.
Take your voice and then let someone adopt that voice for their assistive technology device. And so I'm on the list. And I think you're on the list. And I think they're getting
close to... I am not on the list. I'm not on the list because I am a voice talent and I cannot really do that. Mm. But that's just me. I think it's a great thing. Great.
Yeah. So any of you listening out there, you want to get involved, I'll put a link to it. It was originally introduced by a presenter on TED, who I'm trying to find right now.
Nancy, was it painful when you donated your voice? Was it like the sea witch in the Disney movie?
The Little Mermaid?
Was it like that? Was there some sort of song that happened that you gave your voice? I mean, you seem to have your own voice still.
I still have it. No, it was not painful. I haven't done it yet, but... I think they did a Kickstarter project first, and then I think they raised this money to pull together, you know, like a website for people to start kind of donating their voice to.
Gotcha.
So here it is, everything you need to know about donating your voice, why you should help the Human Voice Bank Initiative. And the company is Vocal ID. By presenter, this project I've been working on several years along with my students, my collaborator, Dr. Tim Bunnell of Newmers L. DuPont Hospital for Children. So it really started with kids, but I think they're taking any kind of size, shape, voice, male, female, country, accent. So there's a Human Voice Bank Initiative. Its goal is to collect 1 million voice samples by 2020. To create the world's largest repository of voices. Oh, there's a picture of contributors. Wait a minute. I have not contributed yet. I need to update that. Uh-oh. But it's like, it's what, so few minutes of my time, I'm happy to donate my voice for that. So anyway, that's like, to me, the greatest kind of use of voice-based technology. And then you get into some of the other things, like my Amazon device that
I was going to ask you about your Echo. And what is her name? Alexa?
Alexa. And I use her all the time, mostly to play music and to freak people out.
I think you should explain to our studio audience about freaking people out, because I think that's really fun, what you've done with your children.
Yes. So, Alexa. So, if you go to Amazon and just search Alexa or Echo, it's a cylinder device. It's like a Bose speaker, really nice, that you can purchase.
Not that expensive, though.
Well, it's like
not as expensive as Bose.
$50. Yeah, not as expensive as Bose, right, and the speaker's good. And it's like a personal assistant in your home, but you can actually sync her with different activities. So I have synced her to my Pandora account. But you can also sync it to Amazon Cloud. You can sync her to create a grocery list. You can control your remote control devices in your home, like your lights.
Sweet.
But there's an app that you put on your phone or mobile device that I can control her from anywhere. So, as I said, I like to play tricks on people. So I would be upstairs, and I would be on my phone picking music, and all of a sudden this device would just start playing music. or I would say something to it, and she would speak with not me being present, but I knew somebody was near her to just freak them out, like, what was that? Oh, my gosh. and you just have to say, Alexa, and then you can see a light, like, she's paying attention, yes, how can I help you? And you say, play music, or Alexa, play jazz, or Alexa, and then you can ask her questions, you know, math problems, searching situations. So some things she's not really good at, but other things are. And so what Amazon has done now is they've opened up this software developer community to let people start developing other ways to utilize this technology, which
right.
I think is phenomenal. But let me just Alexa, Amazon technology.
Do you have her near you? Can you do her right now?
No, I can from my phone, but you can't hear her speak. So I actually took her to a conference, packed her in my suitcase. You know, she was my travel buddy. And,
again, she's tiny, right? She's not even 10 inches tall.
Yeah, she's probably 10 inches tall.
Okay.
I would say. And
she doesn't weigh much, though, right? She's
but
light.
You need, right. Well, she's probably 4 pounds.
I'm just thinking for people
it's
who haven't
like
ever seen
solid.
Her, you know,
yeah.
what she looks like.
It's like a tall cylinder, black, and it does come with, it does also come with a remote control. So let's say you're not near her where she can hear you, but you can be in another room with the remote control
mm-hmm.
and speak into the remote control and control her that way.
Wow, that's so cool.
I know. And so, well, they're calling it Echo Alexa. So now there's an Alexa skills kit. So I'm thinking, what are the other ways that we can utilize this type of technology? And Amazon opens up Alexa voice technology, army of third-party devices incoming. And so I was trying to see if I could find the preview of Alexa voice services. So there's different things that you can order. Definitely, there's a free developers community that you can get involved in. I was just hoping that they would show any examples, but I'm not seeing any right now. So if I go to my app, which I will mm-hmm. do right now, which, again, is free. So I've got my little jazz window up here. I can do a to-do list, shopping list, timer, alarm, skills. It also has iHeart Radio, TuneIn, Audible.
She can also look up weather and that kind of stuff,
yeah.
too, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I know the neat thing I thought about her was that she can, unlike talking to Siri, she actually does give you answers. Siri will look up things and give you a query of, like, doing a Google search for
right,
you.
Right, right.
But Alexa's going to give you some answers, which is fascinating and really complex.
Yeah, and I'll say, like, Alexa, give me the news.
Yeah.
And she'll replay the latest NPR broadcast of their
now,
news
update.
Now,
how does she know that it's NPR that you want to hear? I mean, I know that's what you and I listen to, but
I think
if I'm a Fox
defaults
person?
To that.
Okay.
You could probably pick that.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah. So think about, there's a lot of people coming out now with, because it's just easier to say something than to write something down or to type
totally.
Something in a field, or it's hands-free. And, you know, so think of all those people with disabilities that could do hands-free, you know, just voice dictation. People don't know. Voice dictation is built into your computer.
Right.
It is there already. And so, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we've played around with our new call center simulator is we've had to kind of turn that off in order for it to listen to us in the simulator.
Right.
But it is, but I don't think people know it's in there. And half the time, think about your phone. When you're like trying, so many people are texting these days, or
right.
you know, posting things from their, you know, if they take a picture of something from their camera, they don't realize. Look at the microphone. Every keyboard today should, every virtual keyboard on a mobile device should have a microphone. And people
it's
completely
older,
forget about
older
that.
Older devices may not, like the 4. I'm thinking the iPhone 4 does not, and there are people still using that technology. But for
mm-hmm.
the most part, I think you're absolutely right. 95% of the population out there with new phones definitely
yeah.
have that technology.
And it's just easier to say it. And like I said, the most times it's, you know, if you're pronouncing things in a very slow professional manner, then it should work very well.
Yeah, I've been amazed at the ability. But, you know, Nancy, it does vary by manufacturer. I've noticed that my Apple products understand what I'm saying much more clearly than, say, my Samsung devices. No offense, Samsung. That's just what I've noticed in what things that I speak into my devices.
I wonder what voice engine they're using.
I don't know. And it may be, it may be the newer ones don't have that issue at all, but I found an interesting difference between the two. I was like, wow, that is really surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Predictive text and things like that really understand where I'm trying to go much better in Apple than they do for me in Samsung. Now, granted, I use my Apple device more. Maybe it's had a chance to listen to me more.
Maybe.
So it knows.
And it learns.
They do.
Yeah.
So... Again, I want to be real fair. I don't like to speak badly of anybody. But when I've had my own comparisons, that's what I've seen so far. So
Right. You know, so that goes back to kind of artificial intelligence. Now they have voice biometrics. I think that's going to be more popular down the road, and I'm seeing at some of these speech conferences. You think about one example they gave was, you know, if you're on a mobile device and you're trying to type in your password to get to your bank account, why couldn't you just pass with your voice?
Right.
Which is even more secure.
Potentially, sure.
Yeah.
As long as you couldn't be throwing a recording at somebody to get in.
Yeah, that's true. I think they had some way to try to
ascertain real
block
versus
that
Amarex
or something. Yeah, they could
that was
a
really
voice.
Old commercial reference.
You know, so those are other devices out there. Another one, Keynote, has done a really good job of building, you know, voice capabilities into that. You know, so I, you know, if you're just curious about how to use voice, I mean, one of the things that we've built a lot of is around automating data collection.
Yeah. Make it easier.
Make it simple, because voice to text is really good these days.
It is.
You know, responding to, let's say, an IVR, you know, use a cloud-based IVR to collect information. And just everybody has a phone, you know, use the phone to do these things. It just amazes me that people don't realize it can do that. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They're more than cameras and watches.
Yep, I never know what time it is without looking at my phone.
Yeah, but so those are things. And then from an educational standpoint too, you think about kids' language processing, language skills, comprehension skills, you know, getting kids to, you know, practice reading, practice those things. You know, we have the application for kids with autism to practice social conversations. I was just speaking to someone not too long ago whose daughter is actually going up to college. She does have mild autism, and so the worry was her socialization skills.
Sure.
So just getting comfortable with that whole socialization aspect of having conversations. I mean, I remember when I went to college, I was scared to death, and I'm a pretty outgoing person.
Yes, I can vouch for that.
And as Kim, our marketing director, says, you can work a room like I've never seen anybody. It's just like, well, you know, I'm here. I've paid the money to be here. I got to get names. That's it.
Absolutely.
I got to get it. But that's
you don't blush
thing.
When you need to go talk to somebody you don't know. You just do it. It's awesome.
I just do it. But think about how you could record certain conversations. You know, I love radio. You and I both love radio, and I'm a public radio nerd. But
me too.
Think of situations that you've been in where maybe if I recorded this or got people to recite stories to tell us, or even a certain step-by-step process that someone does, it's just easier for them to tell you how to do it than for them to write it down. And so if you're in charge of a knowledge management system out there, I would strongly encourage you to build some type of way of collecting verbal information that can be easily transcribed so that it doesn't walk out the door when that person retires. Because there's a huge population of people that are getting ready to kind of reach that age of either retirement or going on to a second career, so to speak. But they're going to walk away with this huge body of knowledge. And so why don't you take like an Evernote or, you know, maybe even, I don't know if SharePoint has voice. You could find it, I bet. Just build in and create guided interviews of things that you're trying to collect from them. And just it can be done over the phone very easily and very cost effectively. I mean, our cloud-based IVR system, I've seen some out there that you can get that capability. Now, the transcription, that's the only piece that costs. So I would say for less than $300 a month, you could collect several interviews at a time and have that transcribed and that data be fed somewhere. You just copy and paste it, put it wherever you want it.
Right. And then at least it's there, and then you can put it into a process doc if you need to, if that's the way your company's going. You know, there's a lot of options once it's gotten transcribed.
Yeah. So here are the 5 coolest voice apps for your Android phone. So using your Android as a personal assistant. Well, yeah, there's a couple of those that I've tried. And if my computer, internet, whatever, is so slow today.
I've had some issues, too. It's been very odd.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I have.
All right. Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one because maybe my phone would probably actually work faster, which is really sad.
I have gone to that at times. the processing power and connectivity sometimes can be different.
I'm going to practice what I preach.
All right. Step
cool
on up, sister.
Voice-based apps. Oh, try again. Cool voice-based apps. There it is, right there. Same thing. Tell you. This is written by Ryan Dube. Of course, this was 2010. Oh, geez. This is really old. Let's see what they said 5 years ago. So there's a app, honorable mention, Tripomondo by Selectica. It's an application that performs the sort of language conversion that you use with Google Translate. Okay, that's not cool. obviously
cool.
Google Translate.
That word means.
Have you ever been in the middle of a conversation, class, or meeting, and a word comes up you just can't remember what it means? Well, now you have a personal assistant, free dictionary. Okay, that's not cool. I don't like this. I don't like this search. Dictation. You can record. Okay, these are old. This is like ancient history.
Maybe
blogger
it's your terminology.
Guy.
Maybe that's what's suggesting that it be that range of time. Maybe cool isn't the right term.
10 best practices for voice-based applications. I don't know. Change your voice. Phone. Oh, this would be kind of fun. This is on YouTube, though. You could change your voice somehow. We don't want that. Skip it. That's another thing. You know, there's so many YouTube videos out there today.
Hello again. This is Bobby from
myiPhoneRocks.com. Oh, it's a wealth. Oh, my gosh. But that goes back to the point you were making, Nancy.
Okay,
Yeti,
so it's called voice.
Getting stuff captured quickly.
Yeah. Stop.
Yes?
Stop. Voice Changer Plus. I suppose if you're trying to call someone and pull a prank on them. Might be useful.
Because we do that in business all the time.
yeah, exactly. Or if you're trying to create a course and you want to create different characters, you don't want to have to hire different voiceover people. Sorry, Allison.
Right.
You could do that or have one voiceover person be multiple characters, right?
Right.
That's where I could see using that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done that in Audacity. I've changed the pitch of my voice, and it freaks people out when I said, oh, by the way, that was me speaking. They're like, what?
That
no.
sounded like a man. Yep.
It was a man. It was my voice. so anyway, So I would say, you know, play around with just your own mobile devices using voice, and I'd be curious to see between Android, iPhone, between tablets, try using, you know, the way to find the voice assistant on your computer. It's really easy. Just go to accessories, and then under ease of access, find Windows speech recognition. And a little window will pop open, and you can start speech recognition. And it says listening. So you just double-click on the little microphone, and then you can also right-mouse-click on it and talk and pick different options as far as dictation, play audible feedback, speak text in correction dialogue, enables, and you can basically say, so it says enables dictation scratch pad. So I can start talking, and I can even say period, paragraph, exclamation, so I can add all those other annotations in there as well,
right?
Just through my voice.
Wow.
And this is just all built into Windows. So,
that is so cool.
I know we're so voice based all the time that I forget that not everybody thinks like that.
Sure.
It's listening to me right now. I still have it on.
Ha.
All right, go away. Okay. So anyway, that's all I have time for today. So I think our audience, they're appreciative.
They are always.
And thank you again for joining me on Training Tech Talks.
My pleasure, Nancy. You have a
all
wonderful
right.
holiday weekend.
You too.
Thanks.